Welcome to a complimentary podcast from Association Management Consulting and Evaluation Services. This is one in a series of podcasts presented by AMCES Consultants for those involved or interested in association leadership and management. The topic of this podcast is, Are Your Policies Known and Relevant? The topic is being presented by AMCES Consultant Jim Pilo.
Are your policies known and relevant? I've not been keeping statistics, but I feel comfortable in stating that a good number of not-for-profits do not have a comprehensive and integrated policy manual, either on paper or on their intranet or shared drive. I come to this conclusion through working with many associations and through research and association reviews. When conducting association best practice reviews, I find a lack of policy documentation tends to be consistent. A classification chart for a policy manual is often missing, and approved policy is not consolidated. Usually someone needs to go through past minutes, identify approved policy, and gather known policy. One association assigned a summer student the task of collecting and classifying policies from past board and committee minutes. Upon reviewing the findings, the executive director was surprised to see how many different policies had been approved over the last 10 years. In fact, one policy had been developed and approved twice. Not-for-profits are hoping to become knowledge-based or results-based associations, and this is reflected in their strategic direction statements. The chances of this happening are reduced if current policy is not documented. Why? Policy documentation and understanding is one of the pillars that support effective decision-making. Associations that attest to having a culture of continuous improvement may not be getting all the value they believe if they lack documentation for current situations, including policy. This is part of the continuous improvement process. Associations without documented, relevant, and known policies are more apt to experience communication problems. If policy information is not available, the effectiveness of board and staff orientation activities is reduced. Uncertainty around roles and responsibilities is also a problem. Not understanding what policy exists removes some of the guidance that policies provide. The association also runs a risk of developing and improving policy that is already put in place. Policies documented in most associations often relate to board and employee activities. Board policies often focus on meetings, conflict of interest, insurance, travel expenses, and committee terms of reference. Associations with five or more staff members tend to have an employee handbook or employee policies and procedures manual. Policies also cover finance, planning, communications, media, membership, volunteers, advertising, privacy, and programs and services. There are a number of key policies that need documentation, and the list, there's at least 20 to 30 that one should have in place as a minimum. The fact that policies are not documented increases an association's exposure to risk. If policies are not reviewed on a regular basis, practices may not be consistent with current legal requirements. If you're planning to capture the existing policies and develop new ones, it is important to understand some basics of developing and evaluating policy. Evaluation of policy helps determine its effectiveness. Is the policy achieving what it was set out to do? If not, it is important to determine what is working and what doesn't, so improvements can be made. Policies have intended outcomes and occasionally unintended outcomes. Evaluation will help determine if policies support the intended strategy. There may be consensus on the policy and its intent, but concerns around the process to carry out the policy may need attention. Evaluation questions usually inquire as to implementation of the policy outcomes, level of satisfaction, meeting needs, and what needs to be started, stopped, or continued, but improved. Questions on existing policy may also identify other required policies. Individuals with an interest or involvement in policy like to be asked for input so they can provide feedback. Data to support evaluation needs to be collected This can come from a listing of comments received, surveys, and process teams or focus groups. Without the right data, a policy may be changed by a single complaint as the board tries to please a member. The change agreed to, however, may generate complaints by hundreds of others. Policies are influenced by strategies and external and internal environments, and therefore, changes to existing policy may be required, and they need to be fully examined. Having a policy review policy and a developing policy checklist will help to keep policy relevant and known and improve the quality of the policy being approved. For a policy development checklist, here are some of the essential questions to ask. Have those with relevant knowledge been consulted? Is the policy consistent with our plans and strategic direction? Are there priorities or similar issues that need to be dealt with in terms of the policy? Have we reviewed possible barriers to implementation of this policy? Has a plan of communication been developed to support approval and understanding of the policy? Have we benchmarked this type of policy with similar associations? Have we assessed the liability, financial, and human resource impact? Is the policy in compliance with other statutory requirements? These are just a few of the questions one could ask in terms of evaluating and developing policy. A little research can often make light of heavy work when it comes to policy development or upgrading. Contact other not-for-profits, associations, to determine if they have a policy that might suit your purpose, and ask if they would be willing to share it.
You have been listening to AMCIS consultant Jim Pilo. If you would like to talk to Jim about this podcast, you can call him at 613-595-1156 or email at jim@amcis.com, jim@amcis.com. For more information about AMCIS and to access informative articles, tools, and other podcasts, visit us at www.amcis.com.